Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this since March of 1997. And this is Dan's Health Talks, which is also an online show, a podcast up on iHeartRadio under Dan's Health Talks. And I have a new guest with me today. I have Miles Surreal. And Miles is a spokesman for CV Sciences, just like Stu Tomp is. And Miles, give us some background. What brought you into the nutritional world and what, you know, you and I have spent a lot of time picking up, I picked up PhD. But I was real impressed with your master's. Explain what your master's was in.
Sure. Well, I've actually had a pretty long introduction or early introduction into health foods and dietary supplements. In fact, when I was growing up, my father patented his own version of vitamin B12. Huh. So I was no stranger to the world of nutrition and nutritional biochemistry. And, you know, as I entered college and then my master's degree, I started to bark up a little bit more of a mainstream program, mainstream understanding of science. And then I got sick in Montreal, where I got my master's of science. So it's minus 40 degrees in January.
Yeah.
And I was living in a moldy basement and I wasn't eating well and my commute was long. I had depression and brain fog and treatment resistant eczema. I later came to understand that what I was dealing with was essentially leaky gut and many of the complications surrounding the, you know, effects of a compromised intestinal barrier and microbiome. And so I started eating better and I started to think about how to feed the microbiome and how to support the immune system. I took all these antifungal herbs and within 3 months I started to really feel better. And, you know, really listening to myself and what was happening in my body made me realize, okay, maybe I should be focusing more on nutritional biochemistry rather than anything more mainstream. So it sort of changed my life.
I understand. I've had those too, though I'd already been doing a radio show, but I got a black mold infection in my lungs. And it was essential oils, a mixture of certain essential oils that saved me when the doctors couldn't. I was only sleeping an hour and a half because I was choking on mucus. So I wouldn't be here right now if I wasn't introduced to, well, it was Thieves Oil by Young Living that saved my mm-hmm. lungs and stuff. And so, and then I've gotten real good effect with oregano oil, but I've been using the CBD, and I know that's what you're a spokesman on. You've been doing a lot of lectures on it. So I want to hear what you have to say. I've heard of Stu for 5 years or longer. See what your take is on it.
So. Well, I'm so fascinated by the multiple ways in which hemp-derived cannabinoids, including CBD, of course, there may be as many as 120 different cannabinoids, but how they all work in the body is quite fascinating. And a lot of us assume, okay, cannabis, the brain, you know, it induces perhaps a psychological effect for some people. But I'm so fascinated in what CBD does within the gut. And that CBD, it turns out there's all this new research, might be supportive of both the microbiome and the intestinal barrier. So for those of us that might be dealing with leaky gut-related complications, this may yet prove to be a new nutritional supplement to support that.
Interesting. Now that's a whole new thing for me. And folks, you got to realize when you talk about a gut feeling or I just don't feel right in my gut, literally your gut does have all these receptor sites for serotonin and now I'm understanding for CBD and all these things that when things are not right, you do feel it in your gut. Or when your gut is inflamed, it affects your mood, your attitude, your thinking ability, inflammation throughout the body, heart disease, a wide range of things. It starts in the gut. I mean, cancer and everything else we know, but there's diseases you would never think have a gut relationship, but they do. So are you telling me that there's a whole lot of receptor sites for CBD, and we normally talk about CB1 receptor site and CB2. Are there a wide variety of other receptor sites?
Well, we were starting to branch off into multiple conversations here because one thing that we could talk about for sure is the fact that CBD is very molecularly promiscuous, and that in our body it has multiple binding partners outside of the endocannabinoid system, including serotonin receptors that might contribute to the sensation that somebody receives when they take a CBD product. But going back to the cannabinoid receptors, that's CB1 and CB2 receptors, those are abundant in the brain, they're abundant within the immune system, and it turns out that you find them within the intestinal epithelium, you find them in the neurons that project from the brain down the spinal cord into the gut within the myenteric plexus, you know, this our enteric nervous system, the second brain, our gut brain. So you find them all throughout the intestines, for sure.
So they affect the vagus nerve. Basically, they work with the vagus nerve to reflect back into the brain and release endorphins and do all the wonderful things to the vagus nerve. I know in Crohn's disease, and then we're now finding that the vagus nerve affects the pancreas, insulin, and just wide variety of things and inflammation throughout the body.
For sure. Absolutely.
Folks, this is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm really glad you're here with us. I've been talking to Miles Surreal, almost like surreal, almost like the paintings, but it's not spelled quite the same way. And so, Miles, thank you for being with us. And we've been talking about the way the whole hemp, I think that's what you were trying to say when we hung up, when we took a break, is that it is better at interacting with the gut. Is that correct?
Well, it's not just the whole hemp extract, although that is something that I also care very much about. But it turns out that a raw plant extract, an unheated plant extract, hemp extract, might have some unique and novel properties that the heated plant extracts don't have. So specifically, Dr. Salway, do you know about CBDA, CBD acid?
Just briefly, I think I've read some stuff on it. So you're going to have to educate me right along with the audience.
Well, if you go into a dispensary and you eat a cannabis flower raw, you're probably not going to get high on it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to heat it up. You have to heat it in the bowl that you're smoking or in the, right? So that's because all of the cannabinoids that are in the raw cannabis or hemp plant are bound to acid that prevents them from crossing into the brain with as much activity. So in a raw cannabis flower, you have THC acid, and it becomes quote-unquote activated once you heat it up, and that acid group falls off, becomes THC.
Yeah, I used to watch my roommates do that in college.
So same thing with CBD, though, that in the raw hemp plant, it doesn't really have very much CBD at all. But that once you heat it up, all that CBD acid that is in that raw hemp plant gets converted into CBD.
Well, okay. And so when you don't heat it up, what happens?
Yeah. When you don't heat it up, that raw CBD acid doesn't really cross into the brain, but it turns out it has specific anti-inflammatory activities everywhere else.
Ah.
So for joint health, for gut health, skin health, that raw formula is one of my favorites.
So it will move not just in the gut, but it'll move into the blood, but not through the brain barrier is what you're saying, correct?
In particular. Now, there hasn't been too much research done on this. And so there's been a little bit of research, and we think we have an understanding of what happens. But generally, the blood-brain barrier, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, it's very selective, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of transporter enzymes and molecules that are preventing acidified molecules such as CBD acid, for example, from crossing into the brain.
Yeah, the blood-brain barrier, when I first heard that term many, many years ago, I thought it was a membrane. But it's really the membrane of the capillaries that are special type of capillaries. Some companies are using aloe vera to actually wrinkle it and open it up like what happens to your hand when you're in a swimming pool for 3 hours when you're a little kid, and to get things in. But it's very hard. They can put things into the brain. It won't come out to the body. They can put things in the body and can't get into the brain. Vitamin C and a few things will go through into the brain. But now you're saying if they don't remove the acid through the heating process, it won't go through the brain. In some tight cases, you want it through the brain, but then you lose maybe the effects on the body as a whole, where, you know, joint problems, gut problems, and other kinds of inflammatory problems. So is that a summary?
Wrong. The heated CBD molecule that is what is found in most CBD oil products, the so-called decarboxylated CBD oil,
mm-hmm.
that does cross into the brain fairly readily. And so you are still getting some effects in terms of balancing of inflammation responses and all sorts of the other, you know, neurological benefits from CBD. But that CBD acid molecule, which doesn't really cross into the brain to our best understanding, instead has another set of unique properties. And that CBD acid molecule actually is an inhibitor of the COX-2 enzyme.
Oh.
It's an inflammatory enzyme.
Without, I assume without the side effects that happen with Vioxx and Celebrex that inhibited the COX-2.
For sure. In fact, well, part of it is that generally people aren't taking so much of the CBDA molecule. But the other part of it is that CBDA doesn't just directly inhibit the COX-2 enzyme. It also downregulates its expression, indicating that it's downregulating some of the upstream inflammatory maybe causes of why COX-2 would be expressed in the first place.
Now, okay. Now I take the CBD Gold, the Plus CBD Gold every morning. Two capsules is generally what I take, and sometimes I take the spray. I like the spray, and that is usually what gets me going in the morning with that. But I've heard this too about the whole hemp approach. Now, if I take the new raw unheated approach is what I should say. Well, I still get some of the CBD that will go through the brain, but there's a lot that would never go through now will work in the gut. Is that right? Am I understanding it?
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, the raw hemp extract being a complete total plant complex, having all these 500 different nutrients within the plant, does include just a small amount of CBD that does get into the brain. There's a little bit of that CBDA that does not. But of course, our brain and our gut health, as we were previously talking about, are intimately linked and related.
Mm-hmm.
And that if there are inflammatory processes or imbalances within our microbiome, our colony of 100 trillion microorganisms, especially within the colon and small intestines, if they are out of balance, then this can impact the brain, impacts other parts of the nervous system. And so I believe that that raw hemp extract containing CBDA might be excellent for balancing part of the microbiome on top of healthy eating and prebiotic foods and probiotics.
Yeah, I was just wondering what would happen if you added probiotics to the product and have a total gut health problem product.
Well, I love the idea of a person taking probiotics together with CBD or CBDA, but it turns out that there's some research that cannabinoids such as CBD or CBDA actually are a little bit antimicrobial. And they're effective against bacteria such as staph and strep, at least in vitro. So what I'm wondering is, because sometimes natural products that are antimicrobial against quote-unquote bad bacteria are also will kill off your good bacteria.
But sometimes they won't.
Sometimes they'll have the opposite effect.
Right.
So I think until we do the research to confirm that cannabinoids from hemp are beneficial to good bacteria, I usually tell people to space out their probiotic capsule and their CBD oil product by at least an hour.
Okay. Well, folks, this is interesting that the pathogenic bacteria does not like oxygen. Oxygen will kill it. But probiotics does like oxygen. That's why sometimes you can take a nutritional product that's very, and oxygen normally kills virus and bacteria and fungus. So you can take something that's great in oxygen, and in many cases, it actually helps the probiotic grow. So that's what they got to figure out. Does it help it or does it inhibit it? And that'd be interesting to find out which one.
We also know that the cannabinoids might have some antifungal properties. So, you know, we can definitely use this to support gut health. And I think about a lot of the other types of nutrients that also will be useful. So again, taking the right probiotic supplement, the right type of medicinal mushroom, omega-3 fish oil, for example, that also regulates inflammation within the gut.
Boy, I'm really going back to the 70s. We're talking about mushrooms and hemp. And, wow, this is college days all over again. I'm just giving you trouble. I'm one of the few people that went through, I can't say that. I didn't smoke marijuana about four or five times, but I didn't like it, so I didn't continue with it, but didn't stop most of the people I knew at Oklahoma University that were friends of mine. But anyway, so yeah, I remember something about those magic mushrooms, but you're talking about medicinal mushrooms. I really appreciate talking to you, Miles, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
For sure.
I have my friend Stan with me, and I've known Stan for a long time, and he introduced me to a business opportunity that's very, very exciting for my listeners, and you'll love it when you understand it. Stan, explain to him how this works.
Dan, I'm super excited about this opportunity. Finally, we have a business that you don't have to buy anything and sell anything every month. All you have to do is want to live a different lifestyle and earn a full-time income working part-time. Our company is looking for 7 to 10 reps in the state of Oklahoma to help us explode this new and exciting industry. And all you have to do is call 580-334-7251, 580-334-7251. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. If you want to earn a full-time income working part-time, make the phone call, 580-334-7251.
Yeah, folks, you don't have to buy anything, and you don't have to sell anything, and you don't have to harass. It's not network marketing. You don't have to harass your relatives and stuff to make money with this. It's really cool. You'll see what I'm talking about when you call Stan. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a friend of mine with me, Dr. Bevan Elliott. And Bevan Elliott and his partner have created nutritional products that are unlike anything I've ever seen before. Bevan, let's talk about this. Explain to me a little bit about the concept that you and your partner, Jonathan, did on creating these. And I know that you're blown away as much as I am by the results we're starting to see.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity, Dan, to be with you today. Well, first of all, we were very interested in health in their brother as some health product or another. What you quickly begin to discover, however, is that not all health products or ingredients are equally bioavailable. You might be able to take one ingredient and it may say, you know, this is more bioavailable than this other ingredient done by this other company. So obviously we have a problem with delivery. A lot of these substances are very healthy. But we have a delivery problem. Next, what we wanted to look at was, after trying to solve a delivery problem, is how can we formulate in order to get the right nutrients delivered to where they need to go. So we were looking at cellular biology. This is, at a very basic level, what's taught in high school biology sophomore year. And you quickly learn that one of the main components of a cell in a an animal or a human, is the mitochondria, mitochondrion, singular, mitochondria, plural. These are called the powerhouse or the engines of the cell. And we quickly learned when we got up to speed that many, many reactions happen in and around the mitochondrial membranes. This is where the fuel for the cell is converted into fuel that your body can use. These fuels are gotten from your diet, generally speaking, from fats and from sugars and from carbohydrates and from proteins. So they're converted in the body through the metabolic process into a form that your mitochondria can use for energy. But what's also needed is oxygen. Mm-hmm. And this has gotten into your body via your lungs and carried with your bloodstream into the cell to where it needs to go. These processes occur at the mitochondria. So we determined that what we needed to do was find the correct ingredients, determine which ones would work well together, and deliver them through whatever means to the mitochondrial membranes so that we could reverse damage in the cell. What we started with was a set of oil products. A lot of people want to make products water-soluble so they can be delivered. What we started with is knowing that cellular biology begins with the outer membrane, and the outer membrane is composed of a lipid bilayer. Mm-hmm. What we needed was fat soluble or lipid delivered nutrients. So we started there, and we developed what we quickly realized was a very, very powerful anti-inflammatory, all natural anti-inflammatory. And from there, we continued to focus on mitochondrial dysfunction, how we could reverse it. First by reversing the damage in the membranes, second by inflammation, and third, how can we increase the
energy,
cellular energy
yeah.
produced by the mitochondria. And that's kind of the approach that we've taken, and we found that we've developed some very good products through that process.
You actually did one more thing that's really important. You added PPQ, which not only increases the energy, but it causes the body to create more mitochondria cells. And I think, that's what, and a difference, one of the main difference between a healthy athlete and a couch potato. A healthy athlete will have a lot more density of mitochondria within their cell, so they have a lot more resources for to produce energy and to, and to utilize their energy storage. So it's phenomenal, folks, on what we're seeing. Now, the products, the ones I'm taking right now, everyone, I've been taking for a while, and it's changed me tremendously. I'm taking the UltraMitoMine, and I'm taking the UltraMitoPerform. The Perform is more for body energy. The Mine more for memory and stress and sleeping well and all that. And then I use a Rejuvenate Gel for all kinds of situations. If my neck bothers me or a low back or anything of that sort, I put it on my face, I put it in my hair. Phenomenal product. And then lately I've been taking the recovery oil for the last month or two. And for myself, I just turned 69 in July. And for about 5 years, the most push-ups I could do between push-up bars were about 60 on my first set. And 28 days into taking these products, all of a sudden I did 85. Now I'm doing 95. That's not supposed to happen at 69. So you and Jonathan have really created something. These guys used to work for a pharmaceutical company. They came over from the dark side into the light, is the way I like to look at it. But they were nanotechnologists and really brilliant in their field. And they came into the nutritional world and has created something that has never been seen before. Thank you, Dr. Elliott. I really appreciate you being with us. And folks, I'm going to let Dr. Elliott go. He has some things he has to do. But I want to mention that the company has done something very special with me. What the company has done, because I've been helping them with their calls. There's a real good call we do on Saturday. Now, you can get a hold of me. You can go to dsolloway, dsollowa21 @gmail.com. Be right back. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. You know, part of my job as a PhD in nutrition doing this radio show is to try to find the best products for you. And the ones that I personally take and the ones that I feel is the best to recommend to you. Right now, the market is flooded with CBD companies. I mean flooded. In Oklahoma City, you go and you'll see one on every block. There's someone selling CBD oil. And there's a lot of good ones out there. But here's the things you have to be aware of. CBD, or hemp, pulls up all the toxins out of the soil. If there have been pesticides there, it sucks it up. If there's toxins in the air, it sucks it up. So you have to find one that's really pure. You also have to find one that's potent, that really does its job and lasts long in the body. The best one out there is Plus CBD Oil by CV Science. They're in 9,000 stores. They have so much research behind them. But look for Plus CBD Oil. You'll find it all over town. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you're here with me this afternoon. I want to mention something that a lot of people should know, but they take for granted. As you get older, your hormones generally go down unless you know how to keep them thriving and full of the vibrance that you had when you were younger. But one of the first ones that a lot of people have is a low thyroid. And when you look at the thyroid, the symptoms sometimes will tell you more than the tests. That's what a doctor friend of mine that was famous in that area used to say. And when I'm talking to people, one of the first things I'll notice is they've lost the outer edge of their eyebrows. If they're starting to bunch together like Groucho Marx, that is a sign of low thyroid. And premature balding can be a sign of thyroid. Of course, with men, you don't know if it's male pattern baldness or if it's thyroid. Women, I think you can tell, and some women start going bald, and that's one of the first things. Now, you start getting chilled. Cold affects you much easier. It used to affect me. I'm someone with hypothyroid. Hypo always means low. Hyper means overactive, and that's a totally different type of effect on the body. They get real skinny. Their eyes may bulge. They're probably too hot. That's hyperthyroid. But hypo, you have trouble tolerating cold. Well, cold doesn't bother me anymore, but I take a little thyroid. And I also take iodine, kelp, to keep that up. Now, in Japan, they average close to 13 milligrams, not micrograms, milligrams of iodine a day. It used to be when I was younger and I was studying this, they say take 150 to 225 micrograms of iodine a day. So 225, if it's 250 micrograms, it'd be 1/4 of a milligram. And so when you're talking about taking 13 milligrams, you can see how much more that is. Multiply 4 times 13. Well, that's what they're getting. And by doing that, they have very low cancer levels in certain areas of the body. Breast cancer, thyroid cancer, prostate cancer, ovary cancer. And I think I'm leaving one out. But here's the reason. The body uses hydrogen peroxide to kill bacteria and viruses. It produces it, and probably parasites as well. It produces hydrogen peroxide. But too much hydrogen peroxide burns the cells and causes the nucleus to start mutating and produce an aberrant cell that becomes cancerous. Well, iodine steals a molecule from the hydrogen peroxide and turns it into water and neutralizes that effect. So that's one of the benefits of it. Other benefit, of course, it feeds the thyroid and helps keep it healthy. Now, it used to be, when doctors have caught up, but it used to be when I talked about this years ago, doctors only measured T3, and they try to extrapolate and say, well, then your T4 levels are okay if the T3. Or they would do even worse. They would say your TSH is okay. And TSH, they would say, thyroid-stimulating hormone there. If the thyroid is working well, the body is not releasing that to try to get the thyroid more stimulated. Well, apparently that's not that accurate. And the one that was new to me a few years ago is T3R. T3R is reverse T3. And now doctors have caught on. They're starting to realize, oh, I got to look at T3R as well as T3, because here's what happened. If you have adrenal fatigue, and it's not uncommon in our society, staying up too late, eating too much sugar and starch, eating a poor diet, not enough B vitamins, not enough magnesium and different things, and under a lot of stress, you start fatiguing your adrenal gland to it just can't respond. Well, if your thyroid is really working well, it can over-fatigue the adrenal gland. So what the body does is it turns down the thyroid. It's like taking the foot off the gas pedal. It doesn't want it to be quite as active until you get that adrenal gland healthy. And so you work on the adrenal gland, you get it healthy, and things like L-tyrosine, which also helps the thyroid, as amino acid that the Army found was more effective than any drug they had for battle fatigue back after Kuwait. You take 500 to 1,000 milligrams on an empty stomach before you eat anything in the morning, 30 minutes to an hour before you eat. Same thing before lunch. And that, after a few weeks or a month, you'll really notice the difference. Ashwagandha at night, fantastic. And then Invigorous, a great, great sleep product. I have commercials that run on Invigorous, but it's a wonderful sleep product. And it will, that quality of sleep it gives will help heal that. There's another little product I found in the stores I like to take with Invigorous called Moon Drops. And they're inexpensive little homeopathic products that takes the stress out, and you'll sleep better with that. But if you get a good night's sleep, you'll help heal the adrenals. Then it's good to go after the thyroid. That T3R probably will go away, and now when you're measuring, you're getting true T3. And you want to get that to a healthy level. Then your metabolism works well. Then your immune system works well. Then you can lose some fat. Then your brain works well. If it doesn't, you start getting dementia that's really based on a deficiency in iodine and thyroid. But more importantly, I want you to avoid the cancers that can come by having too low of a level of iodine. Now, North America Urban Spice has a product called Thyrolset. That one works really well. But also, Terry Naturally has an iodine product, and he has one that's 13 milligrams or 12.5, right on that level. You might want to look at that. You can find either one of those in most of the better health food stores around here and probably in any of the parts of the country. So take care of your thyroid if you want to feel good and have that energy you had when you were younger. But first, heal that adrenal if you have adrenal fatigue. Be right back. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I have two friends of mine with me. I have Roger Hill, and he's one of the owners of Fox Legacy, which has these unbelievable mitochondria stimulation formulas that just making a tremendous difference in people's life. They're able to do things that no one's ever, that I've seen, been able to do before. And so, and then we have Lisa Wood with us, and she went through a very traumatic thing that a lot of women have dealt with, and these products have helped her. But the product I want to talk about today is the Rejuvenate Gel. It's an aloe vera base, but it has this exponential technology that the delivery system delivers things right into the mitochondria, and that's where we see dramatic changes. And so when it goes right into the mitochondria, then the cells come alive and are able to rejuvenate themselves. And that's why it's called that. And you can put it on your face and your hair. I do. Most people do that have the product. You can use it all over your body, anything that bothers you. And it's amazing product. I mean, literally amazing. I can't believe it. It doesn't burn. It's not like some topicals. So, Roger, are you there?
I'm here.
And Lisa, are you there?
I'm here.
Why don't you, Roger, if you want to, you can introduce Lisa and what went on with her.
Well, Lisa was being treated for triple negative breast cancer. And she found our product to be particularly helpful for her. And I'll just let her talk about her experience, particularly as it pertains to Rejuvenate and what process women go through who are going through that kind of treatment.
Okay. Lisa?
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes. What I want to say is that, you know, I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, and I went through all the chemo and everything of that nature. And the gel worked really, really great with helping me to, you know, sort of help with the pain of going through the things I was going through. But most especially after the surgery, I had surgery July 1st. I had a lumpectomy along with a reduction and a lift. And what I found is that the scar tissues were very, very painful, as well as the nerve regeneration. And so I've been using the Rejuvenate generously on those scar tissues and found it to help, really, really help me, to cut down on the pains or the, it tends to help loosen, if you will, the scar tissue. Before I started using it, it was almost like if I would move, it was like those scars were going to just break apart.
Mm.
But I don't have that anymore because I, generously apply that to my scars every day, every morning, every afternoon, sometimes three times a day, and just generously all over. And it just really helped to cut down on the pains and the burning and the shooting pain sensation through the nipple areas. It's really, really helped me with that. So it's just amazing what I've been able to achieve with using the Rejuvenate gel.
Lisa, I really appreciate you sharing this with us because a lot of women that have gone through this are going through this, and to get to do it with as least pain as possible is fantastic. And it will not only lessen the pain, but it will help regenerate, so less scarring and everything getting to a more normal level at a much quicker rate. And that's what we've been seeing. There's a lot of research that needs to be done to verify what I'm saying, but that's generally what we're the feedback we're getting from people. So now, do you want to add anything here, Roger? I don't know if Roger's still there. Okay. Well,
penetrating both layers, the dermis and the epidermis, and really stimulating the circulation and the performance of the nerves and everything, and just really makes a big difference in that recovery of anything having to do with your skin.
Yeah, it's astonishing. I will mention, folks, there are some other products that that right now they're increasing the formulation of the Restore product. And that, Lisa, I know that you are having a lot of trouble with nausea, and you said that you couldn't eat and you couldn't go to the bathroom, severe constipation, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
that got you right back to normal real quick.
Sure did.
Yeah, so folks, you'll want to know more about that, and Roger and I will be doing some shows on that. But Lisa, you might tell them real quickly what happened when you added the Restore.
Okay, yes, the Restore is just absolutely awesome. It was able to help me to eliminate the constipation that comes with all the medications that I was on. Immediately, I feel so much better. It gave me energy. It helped me to think better. It just works in so many different ways. I'm just excited about the products, the Restore and the Rejuvenate. They have really, really worked wonders in my life.
The folks, this is so important, and it's also very preventative. The Rejuvenate product was originally made for sunburns. They never knew that it would do all the things that it will do, and you'll hear more and more stories as I explain to you. And the scientist, who's one of the most brilliant scientists in this whole industry that I've ever met, he wasn't expecting it to do the things it's done. And so people that have had chronic, some cases lifetime problems, or 20, 27 years problems, and all of a sudden, within a week or two, the problem starts straightening up. You go, wow. I mean, someone that's in my field that has been interviewing people on the radio since March of 97 and dealing with other companies before I ever started radio, I've seen wonderful things in this industry, really wonderful things, but I've never seen some of the things I've seen here. So, folks, you'll want to know more about it. Roger, tell them again what the Saturday call, the phone number. We're about out of time here.
Right. The Saturday call is at noon Eastern, 11 Central, and so on for the other time zones. That number is 608-888-9690.
Lisa, I really appreciate you sharing your story with us, and good luck with this, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you very much. Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple of years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I really appreciate you being with me this afternoon. And I want to mention, before I got into educating people on nutrition 25 years ago, I was educating people on exercise. Now, they went hand in hand, and I would usually give a little talk on nutrition as well. And I started experimenting with nutrition. I started doing diets when I was in fifth grade. I was a little fatty in the fifth grade, and then I dropped 10 pounds. And when you're in fifth grade, 10 pounds is a lot of weight. And so now I didn't have the problems as soon as I hit puberty and started having the growth hormones that got my waist down to 27 and built my shoulders and chest up. Things were real easy then. But I've always studied nutrition along with exercise. But let's talk about exercise. Let's talk about some of the mistakes people make with exercise. I think the biggest mistake people make with exercise is they try to do too much and too often. There's an axiom in the exercise field that you can work hard or you can work long, but you can't do both. You can't work with an all-out intensity and at the same time work long. Sprinters start reaching their max at 400 meters. It takes a really good athlete to run at 400 meters all out. Do they pace themselves or do they go all out? For the average person, that's probably true at 100 or 200 meters. But the difference is there's two different kinds of energetic pathways in the body. There's aerobic and anaerobic. Aerobic means with oxygen. Anaerobic means without oxygen. Anaerobic means you're just using the stored energy that the mitochondria is turning into ATP and allowing you to sprint down the hall or sprint down a track field. But anaerobic means you're also taking your energy stores of sugar and fat and processing it over a long period of time that allows you to run a marathon. Someone was talking about it and says, I understand you can do 100 push-ups. I said, on a good day, I can do 100 push-ups. He said, I understand you run a marathon, too. And I said, I don't know who told you that. I never ran a marathon, nor would I ever run one. I know a lot of you out there run marathons, and you're very proud of yourself, but I think it's too brutal on the body. Unless you weigh 105 pounds and 5'2", then the beating on your joints is probably not too severe. But here in America, 160, 200 pounds or more, I think it's a horrible idea. Now, swimming, long distance, swimming is the ones that live the longest. They look at different kinds of aerobic exercise and see who is able to swim or who's able to continue to perform and live the longest. And they look at bicyclers, they look at runners, and they look at walkers, and they look at swimmers. And swimmers are the longest living of any form of aerobic exercise. So keep that in mind. Even with the chlorine in the water, it still works out that swimmers are the longest living. And part of that, I think, is because most of the other things, you end up with injuries. Even a bicycle, leaning over on a bike for hours at a time is not natural. So it has its detriment. Hard on the neck, hard on the low back. I know I used to bicycle long distance. And then running, we know what the jarring is. But even walking can be a little bit of a problem. Though I think walking is number two to swimming. And so if you're talking about endurance, that's really important. But there's new studies showing that building muscle may extend your life even more than endurance exercise. It's least up there. And that's an area that is my specialty. When I invented the hydrotone equipment, I was looking for a way to work out real hard without injuring my joints because I'd beat my joints up, my back, from lifting weights and from football. I'd herniated some disc in football. And actually, the way I'm saying that is not quite true. I originally made these small little handheld bells to do blocks and punches in the water when I was taking karate. And I'd do my whole karate routine in the water and kicks and punches and and do that across the shallow end of the pool. But I noticed my arms would pump up really hard with these little things. It wasn't much to them, but they would really work well. And then I read the Nautilus textbook. And when Nautilus machines first came out, it was all about this variable resistance. So it would keep the muscle working at maximum all the way through the motion. Unlike weights, only work 16 degrees of each side of your weakest point of the movement. The Nautilus machine was supposed to make it maximum at the beginning all the way through the end. Well, I realized the water did the same thing. Just by increasing the speed, by doubling the speed, I square the resistance. So if I go as fast as I could, it's still going to be solid, all out, and hard as it can be all the way through the motion. So I did my own study, had my cousin measure me before. I think my chest was like 42 and a half. My arms were 15 and three quarters. I worked on it for 6 weeks, and my chest was 47, and my arms were 17 and a quarter, and I was like 28 years old, and I thought I discovered gold, and I guess I did. And I started begging my dad to loan me the money to patent it, and I started patenting it, and so I got my first patent in 1980 and got 11 patents after that of different devices, all to take advantage of the hydrodynamic resistance of water. And again, let's say I have my hydrotone bell in my hand, and I'm doing a fly with that, chest flies with two hands or one arm hanging on the side doing it. And it takes me 2 seconds to go from one point to the to the end point, from the beginning to the end. And that's equivalent of 10 pounds of resistance. And if I do that in a half a second, which would be one quarter of the time, that would be 160 pounds of resistance. If I did it in one-fifth of the time, that would be 250 pounds of resistance. So you can easily see if I go as fast as I can, it maximizes that resistance all the way through. And so with the boots, you can do karate kicks, you can do runs, you can do all kinds of movements you couldn't begin to do on land. In the water, I could do figure eights with the bells, I could do circles, I could do all these different things. It would tear up the shoulders if you try to do it on land, but it doesn't in the water. The water also supports the joint. So there's a number of things I could do in the water you couldn't do on land. And when your rib cage is underwater, and this is another reason why swimmers live longer, you pump 10 to 20% more blood. The movement of the pressure against your abdominal cavity causes a return of blood 10 to 20% more. So you're automatically functioning as a healthier athlete. So when I say that, if I'm working out at a 110 pulse in the water, it's equivalent to 130, 140 on land of oxygen uptake and the amount of volume of blood moving through the body. So that is another great benefit. But remember, and I can be guilty of this too, if I try to push it too often, I'll nullify any growth. But if I let the body rest, I'll see growth. When people lift weights, if they work their whole body, no more than three times a week. If they're doing different things, split. My friend Dr. Hatfield said, work your thighs hard every 5 days. Work your back, like doing deadlifts or something, every 8 days. But the arms could be every other day, and shoulders the same way. The smaller groups you can work more often. The larger groups need longer to recover. So recognizing the importance of recovery, most bodybuilders and people in the gym I see will not change in appearance. They'll keep working and working, but they'll come in every day. They like the work. They feel like they're doing something. But most of them do not recover enough to see any change, and they just stay at the same place. And they wonder why. Why is this one person getting a lot out of the workout and the others not? Actually, the lazy person probably gets more out of it. The person that's willing to work hard and short. I've gotten my most growth out of doing pull-ups and push-ups, three sets of pull-ups and push-ups, where I do a set of push-ups, jump up and grab the chin bar, do a set of chin-ups, drop down, do some more push-ups, and jump up and do some more pull-ups. Doing that little short routine might take 5 or 6 minutes. And a friend of mine at the gym starts saying, what are you doing? You're getting larger. You're putting on more muscle. And I went, wow, yeah, that's only a 5-minute workout. I was just trying to stay toned. So it doesn't take long. But one of the things I like to see you all do is start to get in the habit of walking 3 to 5 times a week. And if it's only for 10 minutes, that's an improvement. But you want to aim for 30 minutes. and work up to it and get, and once you get where you're walking on a regular basis, get a brisk walk. Time yourself. Like if you're walking in a mall, be aware of how far you're walking and look on your smartphone how much time it took. Next time, try to do it in less time. And so you push yourself. You don't have to run. You just want to keep a pace that you're breathing a little bit hard. I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be talking to you again next week.